Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and this is the second hour. My guest is Leo Zagami from Norway, born in Italy, and telling us exactly his experiences as a high-level Monte Carlo P2 Lodge and what we can do now to thwart the New World Order, at least to get the story out in a fair manner, without really trying to control the message, but just adding some parts to it that somehow are conveniently left out of discussions all over America. This story that Leo brings is important. And let me go to Lester in Ohio. He's been holding a long time. Lester, do you have a question or comment for my guest?
I got a question. I could have, give you quite a few comments, too. But to start with, about 20 years ago or so, I don't count the years, but the seven Pleiades came to the right hand of Venus in the western sky. Now, can anybody tell me how often this happens?
Boy, I don't know anything about that.
Well, see, if you open up the book of Revelations, the beginning of Revelations, he speaks of the mystery of the seven stars. Now, this is a sign on the church to repent, right?
Okay.
The seven churches.
Now, do you have a question for Leo?
Okay. Well, when do you think they should start repenting?
I think that in 2012 we want to see a great change.
Leo Zagami, are you there?
Yes, yes. You hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. As I said, in 2012 we're going to have a great change in global consciousness, and we will have finally a situation whereby, like I said in the past, we will divide the good and the evil, and it will be clear where is the good and where is the evil also to the common eye. Nowadays, me and Greg, people like me and Greg, are working, trying to put some sense into it all and get people to finally understand things. But in 2012, this will be clear to everybody. And finally, people will start saying, now I remember Greg and Leo, what they were saying, and it makes sense for many people who didn't believe before. Obviously, there is a lot of people out there who are in disbelief in front of what we're saying, Greg. You have to understand that. Because
yes.
Sometimes they can't perceive the whole amount of evil there is in this situation, because they think that the priests are the good side, or they have been misled by a pope. I received, for example, recently an email by a Catholic organization.
Oh.
I will forward it to you, Greg. And they were saying,
yeah,
repent, because the Vatican is not the pope. It is made of many people, and the Catholic people are not necessarily in league with their clergy or the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. I said, okay, but why is it, then you belong to it if you don't believe in them, or you don't think they are influential to the whole church? Why do they leave them there? What do you think, Greg?
Yeah, the problem is that if you join an organization, let's just make it real simple. If you join an organization, you have an obligation to find out what the hierarchy of your organization is all about, and not to stay in denial when you find out that perhaps they're not what you thought they were. And that is very important. So every major religion, every major group that you belong to, if you belong to Freemasonry, if you're an FBI agent, for example, it's not good enough just to go and do your job for these organizations any longer. You must find out what they're all about. And then, if they're evil, to come forward and say that, and not to be involved with them anymore, and to fight on the side of good. It's that simple. We'll be back again. Thanks, Lester, for calling. Call back anytime. We'll be back with Leo Zagami. And John in Colorado, I will get to you. 800-313-9443.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon. causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. My guest is Leo Zagami, and we're taking calls right now. And I want to mention this about the calls to this show. We do not screen calls, take on any message, whether it's pro or con to what my guest is saying, and we discuss it in an intelligent and a rational manner, trying not to basically name call or do the things that disinformation artists do. Now, let me tell you an interesting story before I get to John in Colorado, Leo. On Friday, I was having an open line, and we were discussing the Jesuits and the message we're talking about today. And I received a call, and the message was, Leo in Italy, right? Now, yeah. I thought it was you because there aren't many Leos in Italy, if you know what I mean. It's not a very common name, is it?
Okay, so what happened?
So I say, my good friend Leo from Italy is on the phone, and he says, I'm not your good friend. I'm not your good friend at all. And he says, I'm going to start off by calling you a complete liar, Greg. And it deteriorated from there, and he basically was trying to discredit the message. And I said to him, you know, if you don't believe it, talk to me in an intelligent manner, not basically calling me a liar, because I would never do that to you. But I found it interesting they used your name. But tell people that Leo isn't very common in Italy, is it?
No, well, it's more common, actually. Maybe in Sicily a little bit. It used to be in the old days. But no, it's not that common, definitely. Well, it's interesting they used my name. I don't know why. Maybe they think it's a good way to create some havoc in some way.
Yeah, but anyway, I just wanted to mention that. So, John, you're on the Investigative Journal. John in Colorado, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I did. You guys, very disturbing. Why you people don't read and understand Revelation 17, 5, and 9? The Christian church was invented by Babylonian Greek Roman Christians. Revelation 18, 4 tells you to come out of her, my people. Or, because if you participate in her sins, you will receive of her plagues. That's found in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Those are the curses, disasters, and diseases coming down on this nation and this world today.
And right. I don't think I have any problem with Revelations, but I have a, how does that we're talking about the people on this earth right now spreading evil, the evil coming from the Vatican on down. What's your comment about that?
Okay. I'll just go back to Revelation 17:5. The great whore Babylon and mother of harlots and abominations on the earth sits on the seven hills of Rome, Italy, Capitoline, Palatine, Aventine, Quirinal, Viminal, Esquiline, and Caeline. The Vatican sits on the hill Capitan.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, it's in the scripture. The only solution you will ever find is 2 Chronicles 7:14. 40 words done in 4 steps, if you know how to do it.
Okay. And can you tell us quickly what that is?
What kind of solution would that be?
The Creator says, my people who are called with my name. Now, if you go to Matthew 28:19, it says, you must be immersed in the name, singular. Father, Son, Eternal Spirit are one entity and have one name. His name is Yahweh. If you're not immersed in his name, you're not called with him name, with his name. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 won't work for you. That J-E-Y-E changed to J-E-S-U-S in Greek Latin means pig. So it's a pig you're worshiping. Jesus, or the Trojan horse.
Well, everyone, you know, I like to discuss this in very simple terms. There are many ideas, religious ideas. When you
this
separate
is not
the
ideas,
ideas
sir,
of
this
a
is scripture.
Right. But if you separate the ideas of a good man, or you separate the ideas of religion, has been used for years to destroy people. And what I get at is this. At this particular juncture, I believe that all good people, no matter what religion or what beliefs they have about good, come together. The strength is needed. And if what the Vatican really wants to do, Lee, I'll let you comment here. What the Vatican really wants to do, sir, is to pit each of us who may have a little bit of a different belief about what is good so that we can never band together. And that's how they operate.
Sure.
The evil is so, they're such, I'll use the word, deceivers, that they love these kind of discussions. If now me, you, and Leo entered into a religious argument, it would take off the heat from them. And I'm trying to get to the point of the evildoers that are breathing on this earth and to out them. That's the goal. Leo, any comments?
Well, scripture interprets scripture, not persons.
Okay, Leo, go ahead.
Yes, I totally agree with what you're saying, because you see, for the first time with this idea of the Committee of Hope, we have put together Christian, Muslim, Jews on the idea that we have to fight together the Dajjal, the Antichrist, the negative, the Satan. We can't be arguing amongst us who has the most beautiful religion or the best or the ultimate truth, because that's the way the enemy takes control and more power over us. We have to be good believers in whatever we choose as a religion, but we have to be believers in not in an organized religion, but believers in ourselves and a relationship with God, because like you were mentioning just now, religion has created a lot of problems, but it's organized religion that has created most problems to humankind, because it's not a relationship with God, my relationship with God, but it's the relationship of an organization who claims to be representing God. But in reality, we know that the Vatican is not representing God, or either most imams who are preaching these fundamentalist ideas of Islam, they are not working for God. Or the rabbis, Zionist rabbis, they are not working for God. They are working all for the same Satan, who is himself existing in power and strength in those places where he knows there is a specific work to be done. And those two places are Rome and Jerusalem, because they represent the holy cities of Christianity and of all religions that are let go back to the empire and the empire of Rome. And this is very important for us to understand. That is the good old Roman Empire to be driving these forces in the way they used to do, as usual, with the demonic forces as their allies. And the Jesuits are now the modern equivalent of the old high priest of the cults in ancient Rome.
Right. And John, I just wanted to mention, John, thanks for calling. Call any time. But go ahead, Leo, continue.
No, I think that we really need to get... now I want to thank, first of all, people that are coming together. In Bantung, in as far away as Indonesia, a Committee of Hope has been formed. Do you know, Greg?
No, I didn't know that.
This is very interesting. In Indonesia, with an ex-person that was working at an ambassadorial level, I think, and with other people who are very much, hopefully, coming together for the good. And then in Winnipeg, in Canada, we have opened a Committee of Hope. And these Committees of Hope include, and in London also, and these committees include Buddhists, Muslims, Christians, Jews, and they don't have any separation when it comes down to religion. The religion has to be our way of not... and then we have to also go back and save the souls of these people who have fallen into the hands of these secret societies. I don't
right.
want to leave my fellow Mason in the hands of the Jesuits, and if I can make him realize that it's better to come out of the lodge he belongs and the obedience he's part of, I will try to convince him to do so. If I think that the rituals he's doing are just... being used to enslave him under the Jesuits, I will tell him that, you know, what you're doing, because you see, Freemasonry was built up after a series of degree systems prevalent in coming out of the chapter of Clermont in France that are all directly linked with the Jesuits. So most of high degree Freemasonry is linked with the Jesuits. But the low level, the so-called order of Freemasonry, the first three degrees, they have a different history. They are connected to the operative Masons that were linked to the people who were building the churches for the Vatican. So we have different links with the Vatican. But obviously, all the links, including the Knights Templars, go back to the Vatican. Then the Knights Templars got persecuted and resurfaced as an order in the hands of the Knights of Malta. So we have to thank the possibility that Committees of Hope are coming together worldwide to try to fight together this world order, the new world order, and what is happening now. I mean, did you see Al Gore has won an Oscar? Apparently.
No, I didn't see that. Yeah, I didn't see that. Did he really?
Yeah, well, I mean, at least he's been candidate to an Oscar. I mean, now, when you see that the Illuminati are pushing, obviously they're even using the environment and the destroying of this planet as a show that they can then make money on, because they are producing the poison and then they want to give us the solution and the medicine. And this is how they make their money in their pharmaceutical companies, in their that are all driven by lodges within Freemasonry connected to the New World Order and to the Illuminati.
Right, and that's a big area, the killing of killing of people through drugs, and the pharmaceutical companies are linked to these people that we're talking about right now. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and talk more about the Tour of Hope on the Investigative Journal.
desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, release pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. Thinking about the government, the man in a trench coat, batch out laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did, God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pigpen wants $11 bills, you only got 10.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. We will get to the particulars about the Tour of Hope, how you can get involved in it, and who is going to be speaking at some of these Tour of Hope committees around the world. We'll talk about that in the last half hour, but I do want to get to Rob in Connecticut. You're on the Investigative Journal. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon there. How are you?
Good.
Good. Really appreciate your website and also the information in your radio station, so thanks a lot.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a question for Leo. I know that we can look at what the Vatican is doing as organizing all of its religions underneath it being the ecumenical headquarters for the world. I mean, they got their hand in the Buddhists, the Hindus. They have their hand in Muslim, you know, Islam, Christianity. How are we going to be different than that if we are all going to be uniting, believing that our own religions are correct, although our religions have such differences within them? Like, how are we going to say, if I believe that Jesus says I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and that nobody can come unto the Father or God unless they come through me, where are we going to have common ground to stand if you are believing that Muhammad, being a prophet and being called of Allah, our common ground is not common at all? The only thing we'll be trying to do is fight this enemy. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12 the only thing, the only way we can defeat him is, you know, basically by the word of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, which was Christ's sacrifice for sins, and that we love not our lives unto death, that it's not something that we can even fight. So I'll just hang up and listen, but I sure would like to know how we're going to reconcile all that. Thank you.
Okay, Rob, thanks. Go ahead, Leo.
Yes, no, I think really that a priest sits down with the rabbi, sits down with an imam, and can talk on common ground about what? About the common God they share. It's one God they share amongst the three monotheistic religions. Obviously, we have also Hindus, we have Shivaites, whatever. We have a lot of religions around the world, also in the pagan side of things. Some people accuse, for example, the Catholic religion of being pagan. Others accuse Islam of being pagan. They accuse themselves. They want to wage war against each other. They don't understand that this is the work of the devil, because every prophet has a message of truth. Jesus has a message of truth. Moses had a message of truth. Muhammad has a message of truth that amongst all wants to reunite the message already said by Moses, not understood by his people, and then repeated by Jesus and not understood by his people. So I personally think that we have common ground when we have Satan as an enemy. That is more common ground than that. How can I describe it? I mean, I know good people and not bad people. These good people can be Jewish, can be Catholic, can be Muslims. I know bad people, and they can be Jewish, they can be Catholic, they can be Muslim. So it's about good people versus bad people. Those bad people are in the hands of demons, and those demons will always use our divisions to implement this great wars of faith. And the Vatican, in the meantime, since the time John Paul II put together this St. Francis Summit back in the 80s, which reunified all the religions in one place for one day and then was repeated year after year, it's because they want to monopolize the religious circuits. They want to be having their hands in every religion. They want to be controlling, if possible, the spirits of people. People have to be free to decide what they want to believe in, but they have to be especially believing in good, in God, and in the positive. If they believe in the negative, then they will put themselves in the hands of the Satanists, who are always ready to recruit you with one order, with another lodge, or with some secret society of one way or the other. That or one church, or one sect, these are all ready to recruit you, to try to then put you in a brainwashing environment. I say that my relationship with God is personal, is my own relationship with God, but I want to also have the possibility of helping the rest of mankind. The rest of mankind is my brothers, is my sisters, is the people I love to show that there is a way against this great evil, and that we don't have to be subject to the rules of some theologian called Ratzinger from Bavaria. I mean, I don't think so. What do you think, Greg?
Yeah, you know, the point is this, when you start talking this way, Leo, it resonates to people because there are so many different beliefs, but there is one common ground we have. We can see the evil in our country. And I wanted to mention that this way, through the Torah of Hope, is a way we can talk like this. We can gather together, not only become close to God with our own belief, but to reach out to others that differ and to find some common ground. And the common ground is very clear. The New World Order is evil. The Vatican is evil. And we should fight them. And maybe even get some of the people that work for them to understand it and to help them really understand what's going on. I'll be back. Let me take a short break. We're going to come back, talk about the Tour of Hope right after this short break on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Okay, we're back on the investigative journal, excuse me. We'll be here another half hour with Leo Zagami. And we're going to talk about the Tour Hope, but we're getting a lot of calls, 800-313-9443. And Logan in Tennessee, you're on the investigative journal.
Yes, I'm glad to be on, and I'm glad to speak with a Catholic from Rome. And I think he probably sees that, you know, there's seven hills over there in Revelation. They talk about the whore church. And he probably sees problems with the Protestant being the daughters of the whore. And I've got a question for him. It talks about the name of blasphemy that is written in there for. Could that name actually be Jesus, which does not transliterate back to Yahshua or Yahweh, and Yahweh being the only true name and Yahshua just being a title for the Messiah because the Father came in a flesh body as his own son to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel, which is what he did redeem, because Adam's original sin. And so basically, there's only one name, and it's Yahweh, and all this Jesus stuff, actually, they're calling on a pig, they're calling on a war horse, they're calling on the Greek god Zeus.
Go ahead, Leo.
Okay, well, first of all, when you mention the great god Zeus, Jove, Jupiter, Jah, Jehovah, we can go on with the whole, this is the most powerful God. It became the God in charge. It became the one God we believe in. And I also believe in Jesus who, as the seal of all saints. I believe in Muhammad as the seal of all prophets. I believe in Moses. I believe that we have to put together the facts and not the hypotheses or the theories. The facts are that these people came on earth to deliver a message that we have to understand and we have to embrace in order to bring peace among our families and to and amongst our civilization. Unfortunately, Rome has always been there since the beginning of time, since, well, not the beginning of time, but at least in the last 2,000 years, to dictate what we should or we shouldn't think. Constantine the Emperor made it the law of the state, and at the same time, Christianity, from the real thoughts of Jesus, became the thoughts of the Roman emperors, and after the Roman popes, who were involved into this religion that became a convenience store at one point, like nowadays, where you have 100 saints for 100 different kind of worships that is a bit pagan in nature, the whole thing. And we have people like the Jesuits who are quite openly pagan since the time of Athanasius Kircher onwards. They've always been quite openly pagan, embracing Isis, the great mother goddess. And in this church, which is based in Guadagnolo, La Mentorella, they have their secret church, the secret base of the Jesuits up near Rome, where there is buried the heart of Athanasius Kircher. I would like to say that we are at the moment of time in which the Vatican has showed very openly in the, for 2,000 years what they're capable of doing. If you don't realize it by now, you have some problems, definitely, of compassion.
Praise Yahweh.
Study?
Praise Yahweh.
Okay, yeah, Logan, anything else?
Basically, you know, this isn't my opinion. I want everybody, I want Leo and all the listeners to prove Yahweh is not the only name for salvation, and I want them to try to prove that Jesus is, because I'll bet every dime I ever make that Yahweh is the only name, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, and that Jesus is totally pagan.
It's not important how we call him. It's how we respect him. Is the level of faith within us is the really important part of our spiritual quest. It's not the way we call it or exteriorly the way we worship it. That's why, for example, 90% of Muslims are doing external worship, but inside they are sinners and they are not respecting the religion. That's why the same happens with Catholics who go to the church to confess their sins and continue to repeat them the day after. The Monday after, they start again with the same sins. And this happens all over the world because we think that religion is a convenience store. Religion is not a convenience store. It's our own relationship with God, and it's a very important one indeed.
Okay, Leo, I agree. I don't play religion. I don't go to churches. I don't give 10% of my income to any building, denomination, or preacher. I only have to help the widows and orphans, and I can do that on my own time because
I
don't trust
a
man to do that.
Now, what's your thoughts, Logan, about what's your thoughts about the Vatican?
Well, I think that it's controlled by Rothschild, the Rothschild banking family, the head of the Illuminati. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Illuminati. They worship Satan, and most of them have Cainite DNA in them. You know, Cain and Abel, and Yahweh said in Genesis 3:15 he was going to put enmity between the seed of the woman, which is
I was a member of the Illuminati. I know what the Illuminati are. I know that they worship God in many different ways with various denominations, but fundamentally they're not worshiping the God from above. They're worshiping the God from below. They're worshiping the Satan. That's why the Rothschild, the Rockefeller, are the tools, the material tools of those demons that are conjured up in the satanic masses by the Jesuits together with the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, and the members of the various councils of foreign relations, Bilderbergers, like, for example, I am here in Norway. The father of the Prime Minister Stoltenberg is not only a member of a senior member of the Order of the Red Cross and of the Bilderberger, but he is a member of very close to the Vatican of some secret organizations here in the north of Europe who are connected with the worship of Satan. And they should be stopped because they are the people who are ruining the world and giving it into the hands of this demon.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up, Logan, because here's my thinking, and I've researched, you know, and there's many people who say who controls who. And most of my research from researchers that have been on my show and all the things I've looked in the past is that you look at things very simply. The Rothschilds are the Vatican bankers. They are the ones who work and take care of the Vatican money in certain instances. So if the Vatican is the client and the Rothschilds are their bankers, who do you think controls who? I mean, I've never been in a situation where the person with the money doesn't control. And if you don't think the Vatican has wealth, it's the wealthiest organization in the world. So that argument to me falls short only because I know that in any kind of client relationship, it's usually the person.
No, but it is obvious that the Rothschilds are Knights of Malta, the Rockefeller Knights, so they are obviously serving their Vatican Satan. They are the slaves of the cross, the white cross. They are then given to for the. You have to understand the Rothschilds are not only Zionists, but they are also being given a title by the Habsburg Empire. So they have a baron title, and they have a relationship with the Knights of Malta, which is a very special one. You remember when Calvi was killed, obviously.
Roberto Calvi.
Roberto Calvi, yes. You remember at that time he was killed in London, but who was the people who were actually paying for this murder? It was Baron Rothschild who gave the money on behalf of the Vatican. So obviously the Vatican is controlling the Rothschild.
Right, good point. Thanks, Logan, for calling. Let me get to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger's a frequent caller. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, thank you. Before I quickly enough come back to unified theory and activity under which we can all operate no matter what our religious beliefs, we don't fight the one-worlders by having a one-worlder worldview in which to fight them. I mean, that we have a certain irreducible minute, and with all respect, Leo, for all I've appreciated of what you said, much of it, it's not so much important sincerity or faith on a personal level. It's important whether something is true or false. And one can't speak. We have certain irreducible minimums which we may not be able to reconcile apart from conversion. I mean, one can't speak of a proof of Jesus without rejecting certain of his words, or proofs of Muhammad without in turn rejecting Jesus' claims for his own deity, etc., not merely being a short-circuited prophet, which is what the religion of Islam must inherently hold, or it wouldn't be Islam. So without having been...
I can tell you that true Islam has Jesus in a very special position.
Oh, yes. I know. I've heard all that before, and all they have to do is merely deny that he's the author and finisher of the faith, and that he was, in fact, a short-circuited prophet, making Muhammad necessary to complete the work. I understand that. This is one of those irreducible minimums. So instead of pretending that they don't exist, why don't we acknowledge them and go apart from that and say, in spite of these irreconcilable differences, nevertheless, we can be unified in fighting world government and the various influences that you mentioned.
Absolutely, but I agree with you. In spite of all these differences, we have to unite, otherwise we're going to be divided and our enemy is united.
Well,
you see, our enemy...
Yeah, let's just please not tell unnecessary theological lies along the way, please.
No, well, but we don't need to say anything about theology because we don't need to discuss religion full stop. We are not creating a committee of hope to discuss religion. The committee of hope is to discuss how to fight the new world order and what they want to implement. The microchipping, what they want to implement with the control of our daily lives, what we think, what we see in the media, what we read. This is what the Tour of Hope has to do. The Tour of Hope has to create committees of hope like the one that came already together and formed in Indonesia, in Canada, in England, to free people and give them the possibility of talking amongst all about the common denominators, the common faith we have for a belief in a better world.
And here's what I wanted to say, Roger, if I could add my two cents in here real quickly. When you discuss this problem of the New World Order, I say this. We put the names out there. We put the possibilities. And let's put the Vatican as being the real religious controller. And then you say, well, they can either be good or evil. Well, show me what good they're doing. Show me what evil they're doing. And that'll determine what they are. Now, let's take the discussion to 9/11. And that means 3,000 of our people were killed by the Pope's crusade. Now, we can sit here and discuss forever about the way the buildings fell, about all the evidence that's not being put forth in a court of law. But let's talk about the people behind it. Leo's brought forward a name by the name of Comandante Ugo Ballestieri and his cohorts. Why don't we get to these people? Why don't we talk about Licio Gelli? Why don't we admit that Giuliani was involved and make him talk about the Order of the Sons of Italo Americans and Giuseppe Mazzini Lodge in New York? Now, this is the way that we should be talking.
Yeah, these are things we can hold very well in common. Thank you for your time.
Okay, good. And what I'm getting at, Leo, is that's what this Tour of Hope is about, to begin to take away. Let me read something really quickly. I just got an email, and it's from a 78-year-old man named Al Mellon from Lincoln, Delaware. And he was listening, and he said, I just finished reading some of your articles about 9/11, and especially the one about the janitor who heard the explosions. And he says this, the planes didn't bring it down. He says that the owner became exceptionally rich. He's convinced his government planned the disaster. But he says, I'm not smart enough to know as of yet what was the purpose. My real concern is what can be done to inform the American public. The average American has no idea as to what is really taking place. They are too busy working, etc. Our government is destroying America. What the hell can we do about it? How can America be informed? I am 78 years old, and I do not know really what is going on in America. Now, there is something you could comment on. You could help this man understand the why behind 9/11, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, it's very simple. The plan, actually, you were talking about the beginning that you picked up on the Internet, this Vatican plan for the third millennium. No? You were talking about
right.
It earlier on, Greg, I remember.
Yeah, Project Vatican.
Project Vatican. This Project Vatican defines more or less what their intentions are. Their intentions are made out of creating a crusade against Islam, a crusade against an Islam, obviously, which is infiltrated by the Jesuits, by the Zionists, and creates havoc around the world. So they can then accuse them of this or that. And at the same time, they are manipulated by the intelligence services which are working with the Knights of Malta, actually for the Knights of Malta, because most intelligence services around the world are under the control of the Knights of Malta, who themselves are also controlling Freemasonry and the Knights Templars. So there is a whole pyramid of power in which everything is controlled at the end by this new world order led by the Vatican and by Jerusalem, who want to ultimately put the Antichrist in charge and in 2010 till 2012 implement the Mostecan, the microchipping, and the control of the population.
Right, and I think to help Al Mellon, the man that just emailed, if you just take it to its simplest questions, a lot of times you can get to your answers. And that's what really needs to be done, because we need to name these people. Then we need to also ask the questions about what the purpose is. We've discussed that on this show. And then also then we can then find some common ground as far as getting to some justice when they control most every avenue that we have to get that justice. So people get confused, and that's what really hurts. Any type of
thinking that Dick Cheney is a free man who can make his own will. Dick Cheney is a puppet. He himself is a puppet master, but he himself is a puppet that controls many people under him. This is what happens. Dick Cheney working with George H. Bush for a long time. Why? Because they are linked to the Knights of Malta, the Vatican, and the whole school of thought that is driven by the Jesuits for the crusade, for this modern crusade in the Middle East, that they want to create destruction and pain and suffering, as is prophesied, so they can create this end-of-world scenario. They want to challenge God, basically, and that's been also foreseen by prophecies in every single religion, that in this end of times, they will challenge God. And that's what they're doing.
All right, Leo, we'll take a short break, come back with our final segment on the Investigative Journal. Back in 3 minutes.
Desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Childhood still are true. that there's none so blind as those who will not.
Okay, we're back for our final segment on the Investigative Journal. And let me just mention, the Tour of Hope is being organized by Leo Zagami and myself. You can contact Leo. He'll give out your, his website shortly. You can contact me at arcticbeacon.com. That's arcticbeacon.com. Or call me at 509-242-9681. And I'll tell you how you can get involved in your community, how to start a Tour of Hope. And I've got at least five or six different groups getting going here, Leo. And the way I'm doing it is I'm going to get together with you. We're going to write a charter. I'm going to then mail the charter to these people, and we're going to start organizing speeches and get a website up so people can communicate. And I'm planning to put together a newsletter with your help so we can unite all these people together. What do you think about that?
Oh, it's a great idea, and I think we should do it, because the Tour of Hope is the only way we can fight the Satanism of people like Comandante Giorgio Ugo Balestieri, Etty Giunchi, Alicia Gelli, the Jesuits, and what they're doing. A lot of people never heard about the OTO before I mentioned it, but now everybody finally knows that the Ordo Templi Orientis is a satanic organization linked to Aleister Crowley, to Anton LaVey, the Church of Satan, Michael Aquino. Finally, people are starting to understand and coming together to fight these organizations that are very together, because they have a big network, and they're not here discussing if you believe in one thing or believing in the other. They're going forward with their plan of world government, and one world government, and one world currency. And they're doing it, while instead we are sometimes losing our time fighting with about some religious belief different from the other. That's why the Committee of Hope instead is a way of coming together, and with this, minimum seven people actually, you have to establish a chapter of hope in your city and send it after to me and Greg. We are actually going to send out this Charter of Hope. I'm glad you want to do this because it establishes like this an old school way of doing things, which is the traditional way, which sometimes is the best way of doing things, Greg.
Right, and what I'll do is afterwards, between the next time you come on the show, we'll get together and we will organize this, and I've already sent out some emails regarding my plans, and I know together we can draft what we need with the charter and get this rolling and get some speeches organized with people all over the country. So let me end by this. We got a caller, Nathan in Tennessee. We got about a minute, Nathan, so if you could be very precise, I'd appreciate it. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to be as quick as possible. I would highly recommend a gentleman, and I can provide a contact for that. I think you need to interview. This is Professor Walter Weiss. He has a website entitled AmazingDiscoveries.org. And I think that with some of the information that he's researched, he will provide a lot of the missing link, because you have a lot of people, they may not have the experience of Leo, but we have discovered, arrived at many of these truths by studying the Word of God. And I think that as we continue to seek that word, it takes us in a direction that is a little different than maybe what we're discussing today. And I think we need to kind of clear that, some of those things up, because...
Okay, what was his name, just so I can get that down?
His name is Professor Walter Weiss. And he has a website, Amazing Discoveries, and he has a tremendous research in this area to provide some of the missing links that I think was confusing a lot of callers today.
Okay. Well, listen, Nathan, thanks for calling. Call anytime. And Leo, we're all out of time. I want to say thank you again for coming on the show, and I will contact you.
Quickly give my website, www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it, and please stop asking me when they're going to kill me or if they're going to kill me. I'm really annoyed about this kind of question. I hope to survive.
Okay, Leo. You know something? I always enjoy having you. We'll talk very shortly, okay? Thanks for being on the show.